The drying process. Documentation of the drying process is not simply an exercise designed to keep restorers busy while inspecting the sites. It has a critical purpose that can protect all interested parties in the event that a concern or dispute should arise following the completion of the project. The documentation will also assist the restoration professional in defining the effectiveness of their drying strategy. Document the findings in an organized fashion so that the data may be used as evidence of the drying process. Document every reading collected on the project to be able to calculate the drying forces at work. The drying process recording and paperwork. The drying process recording and paperwork. The drying process recording and paperwork. Moisture maps were hand-drawn in order to indicate an approximate location of the areas being inspected and to indicate where the migration of water was found. Later, this hand-drawn floor plan was sometimes transferred to a computer program to make the presentation more professional-looking. The drying process recording and paperwork. Regardless of the method used to document the drying process, the data must demonstrate that the restorer has delivered and correctly executed a scientifically sound drying strategy that brought demonstrable value to the consumer. The documentation should demonstrate that the restoration professional delivered the result for which he/she was hired. The return of the structure to a pre-loss moisture content condition within the structure. At a minimum, this will require comprehensive records of all relevant environmental conditions and comprehensive moisture content records from the materials being dried, along with their temperatures. The drying process recording and paperwork, many pages of drying records are presently produced in an effort to answer the four no's of drying. What is wet? What's left? Is it drying? Is it done? The drying process recording and paperwork. Documentation is much more than just a record of some moisture content readings from wet materials, a map, and some environmental conditions that have been extended into some technical psychrometric expressions. It must be compellingly extended into evidence of the drying process effectiveness in a quantitative measure. Not just, this is what the meter showed me on a dry area, and this is what the meter showed me on a wet area. Good documentation will show the reader how the drying equipment created forces of drying and how much force it created. Computers are typically necessary to calculate such forces efficiently. The drying process recording and paperwork. Daily inspections, sometimes called monitoring, should be done daily. The drying process recording and paperwork. A minimum daily documentation is psychrometric conditions and moisture content readings. The drying process recording and paperwork. The first place to inspect on a drying inspection is directly in front of the air movers. Moisture inspections should include psychrometric conditions, moisture content logs, equipment performance, and a map of where the moisture traveled and the locations of the inspections. WRS Module 4.